You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next human guests are Alex Brent and Brianna Brent. And my canine guest, my first ever canine guest, is Nova. Welcome, everyone.
Thanks for having us. We're excited to be here.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for bringing a dog. We love dogs here at KTOO Public Media. You're both here. All three of you are here to talk about your upcoming event, a silent auction and dog fashion show. But first, I'd love to hear a bit about the organization that you represent, the Southeast Alaska Organization for Animals.
So we are coming up on our seventh year that we've been together, and we cover a lot of the outlying rural communities. We do help out in Juneau, but obviously, Juneau Animal Rescue totally is great and has that covered. So we cover like Gustavus, Hoona, Angoon, all of the smaller villages that don't have any veterinary care or any animal control care. So we get a lot of litters of puppies and kittens that aren't wanted, unfortunately. And we have a very thorough screening process that our volunteers make sure to put everybody through before we do adoptions.
Great. So mainly adoptions or some animal control and veterinary services as well?
It's really hard gray area when we get into animal control, but we do a lot of veterinary care. So we actually just had a vaccine clinic out in Angoon this past summer, and then we're planning one for November in Gustavus.
That's great.
Yeah.
Alex, anything to add?
We're completely volunteer supported, so we are always looking for volunteers to help us with the screening processes that we have and fostering and volunteering for events and things like that.
Excellent. And tell me about Nova here. What is her story?
So Nova came to us about 3 years ago from Prince of Wales Island. She was found chained up outside her owner at the time's home. She had clearly been used for breeding, but we were able to get her out of there and get her spayed. And since then, one of our volunteers, our vice president, actually has adopted her. So she's got a nice warm home now.
That's great. Do you know what kind of dog she is?
We are guessing she's a mix of husky, maybe some border collie, and good old village who knows what.
Well, she's a lovely dog and very polite, and she's here in the studio right now. And I'm sure she'd love to say hi, but we just can't put a microphone on her.
Yeah, I think she's asleep, so.
So she's far more relaxed than my guests usually are. Okay, so now for the sixth year in a row, you're holding your annual event. Is this a fundraiser for your organization?
It is, yes. So we're doing a silent auction, which is what we normally do with some few added fun this year.
Yes, the dog fashion show.
Yes.
And silent auction. It's all taking place at the Jack. Tell me more about all of it. First of all, let's start with the silent auction. What are some of the big ticket items up for grabs?
So we actually we have our biggest one this year is a cruise for either to Mexico or to the Bahamas or Caribbean?
It's the Caribbean, and it was donated by Holland America Lines, and they are kind enough to work with us and provide a really great prize for whoever wins the bid on that one.
Yep. Wow. How about the fashion show?
So we're excited about that. It's our first year trying it out, but we're doing a luau Hawaiian theme. So feel free to sign up your pets, bring them in costume or just as they like to be. And we're really excited. It should be a lot of fun. We'll have a photo booth and lots of pictures being taken, and we'll have prizes and everything for people. So,
and what do you guys do with the photos?
So we'll put them on Facebook as long as everybody gives their consent, obviously. Other than that, you're just welcome to use them however you like. Christmas cards might be a good idea.
I thought I read something about a calendar.
We are debating a calendar. We're going to try really hard for next year. Obviously, it's our first time, so might have a few kinks to work out. But that was our ultimate goal, to get the top winners on the pages of the calendar.
Excellent. Excellent. So there's not been a calendar so far. This would be the first time.
It will be.
And you should have some really good pictures to work with.
I hope so.
Where's the best place to get, since it's Halloween and everything, where's the best place to get pet costumes here in town?
That would be either Night Moods. Ironically, they actually have some. Petco, obviously, and Joann's actually has a few.
Joann's? Wouldn't have thought of that. Anything you would like to add to any of that, Alex?
Just that we're really excited about the whole thing. It's going to be great fun, and we want everyone to sign up their pets for either the contest in person at the Jack on November 9th or our online contest that we're going to run for pets that can't be there, like cats or reptiles, if you want to dress up and
that
have fun.
That is so sweet. Dress up your reptile. All right, so that is going to be next Friday, November the 9th, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Jack. Will there be food and drinks and all that good stuff as well?
So Breezen is going to donate food for us, which we really thank them for. Yeah. That's amazing. Drinks, we're going to have some shaved ice. Yes. In the theme of Hawaii.
Excellent.
Yep, and there'll be soda and soft drinks and stuff like that.
So this is a pet-friendly event?
It is, yes. Pets are welcome.
Okay.
Dogs, cats, whatever you would like to bring.
Excellent, excellent. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Is there any place where we can find out more information?
So definitely on our website, www.aksofa.org, has all of our events on it, or our Facebook page, which is just AKSOFA.
All right. Sounds great. Well, I hope we covered everything. Is there anything that I missed? Anything else that you two want to add?
I don't think so. I think that this has been great. And thanks for having us.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Yeah. How's Nova doing down there?
She's passed out.
She's definitely passed out.
I hope we can get some pictures of her up on the website.
I hope so.
Thanks so much for being here, you two.
Thank you. Thanks.